The Gemara here again in Daf Mem Zayin talks about Mekadesh B'Milva. It's a sugya that comes up three times in the Masechta. Somebody is Mekadesh a woman B'Milva with money that's owed. So we have a rule on Mekadesh B'Milva Eina Mekudesha. So if you if a woman owes you money and you say under the chuppah Mekadesh you with the $100 you owe me, so Eina Mekudesha, that's not a good kedushin. And that's halacha psuka. The question is, Hamakadish b'milva upruta. If a woman owes him $100, he says, Hamakadish, with $100 you owe me, plus I'll give you a ring as well. Hamakadish b'milva upruta. So that is a shaila. We're up to Mem Zayin, but that was back on Mem Vav. The Gemara talked about, if you Hamakadish b'milva upruta, the two together, if it's a good kedushin. So I just wanted to use this opportunity to sneak in a little bit of learning Nach for those of you who may not have learned any Nach since this morning. And I'd like to learn with you Tem Psukim in Navi, which is really the original Machlaikis, Mekadesh B'Milva, B'Milva Pruta is Mekudeshes. And then I want to mention, Taisis is a Gemara in one place, and Taisis in a few places seems to say that there was no machlaikis in Klal Yisrael until the machlaikis of smichas, of rishus, or rechayva. So Gemara seems to say there were no machlaikis until that machlaikis. That's totally untrue. First of all, anybody who learns knows it's not possible to learn without having some type of a disagreement, some type of machlaikis. But here we're going to see in a minute a machlaikis between Shaul and David. A machlaikis lahalacha. If Mekadesh B'Milva Pruta Mekudeshes or not, the original Machlaikis was a Machlaikis between Shaul and David Hamel, and David before he was a Melech. So I'm going to learn with you Perek Yud Ches and Shmuel Aleph, about the last 10 Pesukim. Amayni V'Lai Amayinus was a Machlaikis, that's right. Shaul had a daughter, Michal. Vatev Michal Bashaul as David. The pasuk says that Michal v'Shaul loved David. V'yagidu l'Shaul v'yishar ha'davar ve'einav. And they told Shaul, and he said, that sounds like a good shidduch. V'yayim Shaul et nenolai v'tihilai l'maykesh. So he says, I'll let them get married, but really, this is going to be a trap. At this point, Shaul already has it out for David, even before David becomes his son-in-law. And he says, I'm going to trick him, and I'm going to cause him to get killed by the Pelishtim. This is what he's saying. What was Shaul's trick? It's a hard pasuk. Bishtayim, saying one of my two daughters. There were two daughters under discussion, Meirav and Michal. So the Mefarshim on the page, Taich, you'll marry one of my daughters, but on the following condition. Meirav is the oldest one. You're showing off that you know Navi. Okay. It's your father's fault. It's he learned Navi with you. Meirav, originally David was supposed to marry Meirav, and Meirav was given away. And the Gemara seems to imply that David actually married Meirav. Gemara asks, how did he marry two sisters? The Gemara says Meirav died first, and then he married. This says in the Gemara. The pasuk doesn't say clearly that he married her. But be that as it may, what was David going to use to give kedushin to his new wife? So the pasuk says, "Vayemishal koy samru la David, ein chayfitz la melech b'mayhar." I don't want a big dowry that says here you have to give the melech to marry his daughter. You don't have to give me a lot of money. Ki b'maya orlois pelishtim. All I want is bring me 10 orlois. When you do a bris milah, you cut off the orla. So what? 100 mei orlois pelishtin. Linoke bi'ayva amelach. He says, oh, it's a strange thing to request. He says, I want to take the kama against the pelishtim. So bring me mei orlois pelishtim. V'shol choshav lahapilas David bi'ayv pelishtim. It's a psukim. Shaul's plan was that David would die. The logic was that the pelishtim would probably not give the orlois willingly. In which case, David would have to kill them in order to do the bris. V'yagidu avadav l'David es ha'dvar ha'ela. So they tell David, he said, listen to what your father-in-law wants. You can marry his daughter. All you got to do is bring Meir's Pelishtim. He said, that's a great idea. He didn't give it time. He went immediately. So what do you do when your father-in-law wants Meir Arlis Pelishtim? Vayakam David, Vayelechu Va'anashav. David went, he and his pals. Vayachba Pelishtim Mosayim Ish. He said, I'm going to show him. He thinks I can't get 100 Arlis Pelishtim. He got 200 Arlis Pelishtim. Vayavid David Esar Lasayim V'yamalum L'melech L'schatim B'melech. Shame didn't have pictures at the wedding, but he gave 200 Arlis Pelishtim for Kedushin. Vitei Shol Esmicha Vitei Elisha. He was stuck. He did it. Vayar Shol V'yeda Ki Hashem Im David. And he realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with David. Michal Bashol Ahavasu. And that his daughter loved him. Vayosef Shmuel Leiroya Mipnei David Ha'oid. And Shol was afraid of David. Vayishol Oyev Es David Kol Hayamim. And for the rest of his life there was hatred between them. At least from Shol to David. So this is the story of David's wedding. Now what has this got to do with Mekadesh B'Milvo Pruta? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Daf Yutes Amud Beis, that... Oh, so the Gemara talks about that. One second. You looked at the sheet already. You looked, why not? Yeah, this is what it says. He always looks ahead and then he asks the questions. The Gemara says, see, David really was owed by Shaul money for killing Goliath. Goliath had promised two things. Not Goliath. Shaul promised whoever kills David will get my daughter. Whoever kills Goliath, Shaul promised, whoever kills Goliath will get a hein rav, he promised the money, plus my daughter. So David was Mekadesh Michal with the Mosayim Arlis Pelishtim, and he said, your father owes me all this money, and I'm Mechel the money. It should also be part of the Kedushin, that milvah. That's what he did. So the Gemara says, Amar Loi, Shaul said, Iboi da son datein lecha Michal, zil aisili mea arles plishtim. Azil aisili. Amalei, milva upruta islach gaboi. It was a Kedushin with the milva that he owed and the pruta. Shaul sava milva upruta daite a milva. Shaul held it's not a good Kedushin. You makadish a woman with a milva and a pruta. The das is on the money, is more than on the arlis plishtim. For David sav milvo pruta daiti apruta. That's the first shot the Gemara has in their machlaikis, which is namish the machlaikis in the Gemara. If you makadish with the two together, if it's a good kedushin, you buy yourself a second tara is the kuliyam milvo pruta daiti apruta. That the kedushin is a good kedushin. Shol sav lechazev elamidi. Why are you going to do 200 arlis plishtim? What's it good for? The David Savar Chazi Lakalbi Vishunri. It has worth a pruta as dog food or cat food. You can use the Masai Marlis Plishtim as dog food and cat food. Him Rafarshim say that's why he got 200 Arlis. 100 Arlis, he wasn't sure if it's worth a pruta. He figured I'd get him 200 Arlis. So, you know, I can get me a half a pound of Arlis, and he brought it in and he said that that's good. What?
How would that help? Second, the Kedushin. I mean, you have to have it in the scene and there's a recipient. Shaul doesn't want the second 100, he only wants the first 100, and it's not a Shavakuta. What would it help you that if people are 200?
So he didn't say, I won't be Makabalit. Lamaisa, he gave that for the Kedushin. He gave it all 200. Shaul didn't say, I don't want 200. You say, give me a dollar for something, he gives you $2. So you take $2.
He didn't want the Arlis, he wanted the death of the...
Okay, but Lamaisa, he got Huda, you know, he got shown up. David showed him up. Now this Gemara has far-reaching ramifications, lahalacha, although it sounds like an interesting Gemara anyway, who's Mekadesh today with a Milva Pruta anyhow. Certainly not with Arlis Pelishtim. But this has serious ramifications in Yeridaya. And the Shaila of the Isser Hanoah from a mace. We learn out of a Gzera Shava, it says, Atoma Shom Miriam. And it says, "Va'orfu sham ha'egla be'egla rufa." It's a hekish sham sham. That just like an egla rufa, zasabahana, a mace is asa bahana, which means that a dead body is asa bahana. Now that's the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. And it brings here this Mishim Memtes, mace, bein akum, bein Yisrael, even tafil tachricha vasurim bahana. The mace and his tachrichim are asa bahana. So here we have a problem. If a mace is asa bahana, what are you going to do with the Messiah Marlis Plishtim? The Messiah Marlis Plishtim, they're not right for anything, because you can't feed it to your cat, you can't feed it to your dog. So the Gra argues with him, Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that even a goy's, a mace goy is asa bahana, and the Gra disagrees. The Gra holds that a mace is muta bahana. One of the rayas they bring is from this, from the Arlois of the Plishtim, which seems to be a very stark raya. Now, I had this shayla halacha lemaisa about 25 years ago. When I had surgery on my leg, and they took out the femur. The femur is the bone from the hip to the knee. It's the biggest bone in the body. And there are two ways of replacing the femur. They do it with cadaver bones. There's a bone bank down in Florida. That's where all the old people go. And they have a bone bank, and you get sizes. You know, they measure the femur and they order a bone. I mean, the doctor orders a bone. Or they have bones made out of metal prosthesis that they put in. So the shaila at the time was what I should go with. Should I go with a cadaver bone or metal? The doctor pretty much gave me a choice. And I asked Rapam what to do. It's a shaila. I mean, you could assume it's Meisei Akum. But Meisei Akum, it's Asa Ba'ana, according to the Mechaber. I don't walk around my whole life on a bone that's Asa Ba'ana, according to the Mechaber. So at that time, Rav Palm showed me the tshuva in the Gris Maishra. Maishra, the first chaylik, has an interesting tshuva on the topic. Before I sidetracked to the Gris Maishra, I just want to mention, the Mishnah Melech says the Geshmak HaTeretz for the Mechaber. The question was, the Orlis Plishtim, Mechaber holds his Asa Bahana. So how could he be Mekadish? So Mishnah Melech learns that Shaul, his plan to get David killed, it was like such a diabolical plan, because he told David, you got to bring me Messiah or they plished him. But once they die, they're also ba'ana. So now, you have to go, beat up the plishtim, and before they die, you have to take off the yarla. That's what Mishnah Melech learns. What?
That was a good deal.
That's a good deal. So it's even harder to do it if you kill them. So David was killing plishtim all the time. But here you have to sort of beat them up and make them geisesim and then take off the arla at that point.
So if you want a finger, and the guy's alive, you can cut off his finger
and it's muta bahana.
And it's muta bahana?
Yeah. Well, according to the Mechaber, when he's alive, it's muta bahana, yes. When you take it out of somebody who's alive, there's no shayla, it's muta bahana, the shayla is a mace.
Even after he
dies. What? Even after he dies. If it's taken off when he's chai, it's basa menachai, then it's muta later. So Rav Moshe has a very interesting tshuva about the topic. What? All the... I'm sorry?
Organ replacement.
Yeah, organ replacement has to be a living organ, but not a bone. The bone is taken from a cadaver. Organs are transplanted to what we consider to be alive. Well, that's the whole issue of brain death. We consider the organs taken to be alive. The organ has to be alive. Once the cells die, they don't come alive again. When you transplant a kidney or whatever it is, or a heart, it has to be alive. A bone doesn't come out alive. Anyway, the point in Ramesha is a fascinating tshuva. He talks about two topics. First, he talks about Shaloi Kederach Hanoah. There's a rule in Yeridaya that a chayla is allowed to have hanah for misurei hanah, or allowed to eat something treif for a chayli, even ein by sakana, if it's shalei kederach. It's not the normal way. Those who take medication that's treif are relying that swallowing it whole is okay. The flavored medication that's treif is certainly also, because that's kederach achila. But those who just take gel caps and swallow it, they're relying that swallowing it whole is shaloi kederach achila, because you're not chewing it, you're not eating it. although the Pesach Teshuva brings Chalukei Deis. Those who are makpid to wrap it or put it into a veggie cap. So with a hefsik in the throat, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Shalei Derech Achila. And that's the heter, Shalei Derech Achila. Ramesh declares, if taking a bone from a mace is asa ba'anah, if taking an organ from a mace and transplanting it into a person, whether that's called Kederech Anah or Shalei Kederech Anah. Now, Rav Moshe recognizes that Bizman Hazeh, there's no other, we don't feed these things to cats. So Rav Moshe recognizes that it's the only derech today. Rav Moshe has an arichus to show that kederech hanoa means that most people would want it or would benefit from it. Same that's only for chaylim. Rav Moshe says it's a gaynistic araya that's called shaloi kederech hanoa, which is one possible heter. Question by Nesif, Shalek Erech HaNoah's Mutter. And then Ramesha goes into the Machlaikis, the Gra, and the Machaber. Nesay Akum is considered Osa Bahanoah or not. Ramesha shows by going through Rishainim that Rav Rishainim holds like the Gra, and he holds that the Shach also holds like the Gra. And Ramesha's Matir, the Machlaikis, to have HaNoah for Nesay Akum. So at the end of the tshuva, the Maisa Machlekes, the Machaber and against the Gra, but Lamaisa Ramosha is B'makom Tzarech at least holds that it's Mutar B'Hanoah, and that's what people rely on. So this all comes from this original Machlekes, the Machlekes Milva Pruta Daitei Amilva Daitei Apruta, from the Arlis Polish, and comes from this short episode in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Ches. Agav, I'll tell you that my original surgery was with a cadaver bone in 1995. And for whatever reason, it had to be redone a year later. And the second time around, my doctor said, that's the last time I'm doing a cadaver bone. And Lamaisa, at the end, I got a titanium bone, a rod in my leg, Baruch Hashem, Chesed Hashem. I'm walking around with. So they said the average life of these transplants is 15 years. So after my first one only lasted 1 year, I told them, my second one has to last 29 years just because I have to go with the averages. So he said, Amen, and Ken Yiratzin, and it should continue for many, many years to come, I guess.